Beis Hashem Yisboch, we begin Hilchas Megillah v'Chanukah, the laws of the laying of the Megillah on Purim, the Yom Tov of Chanukah, which is the final of the 10 halachas in the Sefer Zman book of designated times. Which Yesh Bechlon Shtei Mitzvah Sefer Debris Sefer. In their category, there's two rabbinic positive commandments. Ve'inim and Minyan, they're not part of the count of the 613 biblical mitzvahs. Ubeir Shtei Mitzvah Sefer. And the explanation of these two mitzvahs of Beprokem Eilu, and these chapters, these four chapters, the first two discuss the Kriya Samagila and the Mitzvah Purim, and the final two chapters discuss that of Chanukah and the recital of Hal. As we begin the paragraph in the first chapter, which discusses the mitzvah of the Kriyas of Megillah and its designated time. As Rambam gives Halacha Aleph, regarding the mitzvah of Kriya, Kriyas of Megillah b'zmana, the recital of Megillah in its designated time, mitzvah sesim de b'seifrim, is a positive commandment from rabbinic law. But Rambam Yeduim, and it's well known, shitakons and neviim, that it was instituted by the prophets. Everyone is obligated to recite it. Anoshim, menoshim, men and women, gerim, avad, meshachram, converts and freed, emancipated slaves. And we also train the young children to also read the Megillah. And v'filakhan b'avadasim. Even the priests doing their avodah in the Beis Hamikdash, mevatlam avodasim, they stop their avodah, uboin l'shmoy mikra Megillah, and they come to hear the recital of the Megillah. And v'chim mevatlam talmud Torah. And even the greatest mitzvah of them all, the we stopped learning the Torah, l'shmoy mikra Megillah, to hear the reading of the Megillah. All the more so if someone's engaged in performance of any other mitzvah of the Torah, they all become pushed to the wayside for the reciting of the Megillah. And there's nothing that pushes away the reciting of the Megillah except for a mitzvah to bury a dead person who has no one else to bury him. But whoever encounters that dead person first buries that person and then he goes to recite the Megillah. Halacha base. Now, echad akar, whether one was reading the Megillah, echad hashemeyam min akar, whether someone was hearing for no one who's reciting it, yatsu dechavasei, fulfill his obligation. But who that is, sheyishma min pi, that he's only hearing from the mouth of someone, mishu chai b'kriyasa, it's someone that's obligated in its recital. Therefore, emhoi akar de katan, if the one who's reading the Megillah was a minor, or shaito, or mentally deranged, who are not obligated, hashemeyam min, if someone's hearing it from them, liyotze, he's not fulfilled his obligation. Halacha gimel. Mitzvah likris is kula. Mitzvah is to recite the whole Megillah. Mitzvah to recite it at once at nighttime and once at daytime. The whole night is valid for the night recital. And the whole day is valid for the day recital. And you make a bracha before the recital balayla at nighttime, you can make shalosh brachas, three brachas. And they are Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Blessed are you Hashem, God, King, our God, King of the world, Asher Kedushanu Mitzvos, He sanctified us with His commandments, B'tzibon L'mikra Megillah, He commanded us on the reciting of the Megillah. Number two, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Sha'asa Nisan L'Avaseinu B'yom Ha'em B'zman Hazeh, that did miracles for our fathers in those days, in this time period. And number three, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Shechiyanu, who has kept us alive, V'kimonu, He sustained us, V'giyanu, He has had us reach, L'zman Hazeh, to this time period. Now, Ovayim, during the daytime, the second recital, Eino Chayzim Avarach Shechiyanu, does not go and say over again the Shechiyanu, which was already recited for the day of Purim, already at nighttime. Now, Mokam Shenogu L'Baruch Achrei, a place where the custom is to make a bracha after the Megillah, Mavarach, the blessing is like this. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Hakel God, Harabas Rebeinu, who fights our fights, Vadonas Dinenu, who judges our judgments, Vanikim Esnek Masenu, who takes our revenge, Vanifalan Mitzrenu, who collects for us from our foes, Vamasham Gmulu Chol Oibin Avshenu, and who pays back punishment to all the enemies of our souls. Baruch Atah Hashem, bless you, Hashem, Hanifal Yisrael Mekol Tzreim, who saves the Jewish people from all their enemies, Hakel Mashiach, the God of salvation. Halacha Dal, now regarding the time of when is the Megillah, what date is it recited? So, Ezehu Zman Kiryasa, what's the date of its recital? So Zman Mahar B'tikin L'Chacham, the sages actually instituted many dates for its recital. Shlomak says in the Pasuk in Megillah Sester, Bizmanehim, in their times. Ve'elohim Zmanei Kiryasa, so these are the times of its recital. Kol Medina, any a city, Shayisimu Kefes Chema Mimei Yeshua Benun, that was surrounded with a wall already from the days of Yeshua Benun, when they entered into Eretz Yisrael for the first time, Bein Ba'aretz, Bein Mechutz La'aretz, whether it's in Eretz Yisrael, whether out of Eretz Yisrael, even right now, it does not have a wall. The Megillah is laid on the 15th of Adar. Medina zu, and such a city here in the krach is called a krach. And any city that was not surrounded with a wall from days of Yeshua Benun, even though now it's surrounded with a wall, Karim Biadal recites the Megillah on the 14th of Adar. Medina zu, such a city here in the krach is called ear. It's called an ear. Halachay, Shushan Abira. Now, the royal city of Shushan Even though it was not around the wall from days of Yishu Benun, then you do recite it on the 15th of Adar, because that's where the miracle was. And that they rested on the 15th, not on the 14th, like everyone else, because they went and killed their enemies one extra day. Now, so why was it dependent on the cities that are surrounded with a wall from days of Yishu Benun? What does it have to do with the Yishu Benun? That's to give a portion honor to Eretz Yisrael, which was destroyed at that time. So they went and they made it that, okay, whatever's around the wall, when they came into Eretz Yisrael the first time, and they said, Yeshua, that they should recite like the people of Shushan, as if they're cities that are surrounded with a wall, even though they're now destroyed. Since they were surrounded with the walls in days of Yeshua, they recite the Megillah on the 15th, and that there should be a memory for Eretz Yisrael with this miracle, which was in the walled city of Shushan, but that was there, that's where the miracle was, but any walled city, which is similar to that, which is from the days of Yeshua Menon, which related to Eretz Yisrael, will also have the same halacha. Halacha Bav. B'nei HaKfarim. People from villages. That they don't gather in their shuls only Mondays and Thursdays. So Tiknulim, they instituted for them that they could go and lay the Megillah earlier on the day when they do gather on the prior Monday or Thursday. Kate said, how so? So if the 14th of Adar, which is the day when everyone besides the walled cities lays the Megillah, and it falls out to be a Monday or Thursday, okay, that's the day that they go into shul anyway. So then they recited that day. It falls on another day, except for Monday and Thursday. So Mektib and Bekaidin, so they go and they recite it earlier on the prior B'Shein and B'Chemisha, the prior Monday or Thursday, which everyone's closest to the 14th of Adar. Halacha Zayin illustrates, Ketzer Haso. Let's say the 14th of Adar falls out to be on a Sunday. So Mektib and Bekaidin, so they're going to go back, this is the earliest that you go back, B'Chemisha on the prior Thursday, Shu Yom Yod Aleph, which is the 11th of Adar. Chalis b'shlishi. Let's say the 14th of Adar falls out to be on a Tuesday. Karim b'shein, you lay in the day before on Monday. Shu yemid gimel, which is the 13th day. Chalis b'rivi. If let's say a perm falls out to be what's called yedal on Wednesday. Karim b'shein, they lay in the Megillah on Monday. Shu yemid yudbeis, which is the 12th of Adar. Now all these people that they go in the lane Megillah before the 14th of Adar in Kodanois of Apachas Masaber cannot be lain. They cannot be read less than a minion, a quorum of 10 people. Halacha chas. Now, kfar, a village, shemekdim b'karim b'yom haknis, like we said, that they go and they lay in it earlier on the day when they gather, bizman she'ein nechnasin boi b'sheini b'chamishi, if it's at a time when they don't gather even on Mondays and Thursdays, then there's no reason for us to do it earlier on Monday and Thursday, then in karim nesel b'yadal, then they only lay in from the Megillah on the 14th of Adar like everyone else. Now, b'chol ir, now any city, she'im b'asar batlanin, that don't have 10 idle people, kavu in b'beis haknis, that always their furniture in the shul, let's say for the needs of the community, if they don't have these 10 people, so then it's like a village, and then they're going to go and lay in the Megillah earlier on the day when they gather on the prior Monday or Thursday. Now, if there isn't 10 people over there, then takanase kalkalase, its remedy is its problem. In other words, this itself, that we see that, oh, as if it's a remedy and it's a leniency with this place, that, okay, now they could go ahead and lay it on the prior day when they gather because there's no people and it has to be like a village, that's actually its problem. It's actually caused that it should be like an ear. Because now they're like a people of a large city, and therefore they're only laying on the 14th of Adar, because Megillah Shlebizman, we said, calling laying with 10 people, so you don't have 10 batlonim, fine, you could do it like a village, but you don't have 10 people at all, then you can't do it earlier, then you anyways have to do it on the 14th of Adar. Halacha test. Now, but when do we say this? Shemekdimim b'kodem b'yom haknisa, that you go and you could lay in the Megillah earlier on the day when they gather. Bizman sheyesh lehem liyisrael malchus, when the Jewish people have their own government. But in today's times, in Karinoisa el Bezmana, you could only lay in it in this appropriate time, Shu Yom Yudal B'yom Tetzvav, which is on the 14th or the 15th of Adar. Which, B'nei HaKfarim, B'nei HaYoros, Koyden B'Yudal, people from the villages and the people of the regular cities, the open walled cities, they read it on the 14th of Adar. B'nei Krach and Karim Tetzvav, and the people from the walled cities, they read it on the 15th of Adar. Haloch Yud. Ben Ir Sh'olach L'Krach. A person from an Ir, which we said is an unwalled city, that goes to a walled city. Oh, yeah, the other way around. Ben Krach Sh'olach L'Ir. A person from a walled city goes to a regular city. If he had in mind to go back to his original place at the time of the laning, and he got held back and he didn't go back, so but he's going to read it the way his place reads it. But if he did not have in mind to go back, only after the time when the Bishah is going to be, then only after Purim, like we call it, he's going to go back, then then he's going to read it like the place of the people that he's in over there at that time. Ukrach, now a walled city, and even anyone that's near it, or can be seen with it, so sometimes you can see, but you're not close, or sometimes you're close, but you can't see. If you don't have more than 2,000 amas from that place and the walled city, it is a kakrach, it itself is now qualified like the krach, and Makarim says, well, they're also going to read the Megillah on the 15th of Adar. Halacha Yiralf. Ir she suffic. What happens if you have a city that is a doubt? Then you do. It's not known. You don't know. Was it surrounded with a wall in the days of Yeshua ben Nun? Maybe it was surrounded with a wall only subsequently. So Karim B'Shnei Hagam, they have to read the Megillah on both days. Shem Yudal B'Tetzvav, Ubal Elehem, on the 14th of Adar and the 15th of Adar, and on the nights of those 2 days. Umevarchin al Kriyasa B'Yudal B'Vav, they're only going to make a bracha on the reading of the Megillah on the 14th of Adar. However, his mind Kriyasa L'Rev Elm, since that's the time of reciting of most of the world, most of the world is unwalled city, so we give it based on the majority, that's when they'll make the bracha, but not on the 15th, although they will read on the 15th too. Halacha Yud Beis. Karim B'Shnei Hagam B'Adar Rishon, if they read the Megillah in the first Adar, and then the courts went and intercalated, added another Adar, another month to the year. Okay, that's the real Adar. And then they're going to go read it over again in the second Adar in its appropriate time of the 14th or the 15th of Adar. Halacha Gimel talks about regarding the landing of the Megillah on Shabbos. In Karnas of Megillah on Shabbos, we don't read the Megillah on Shabbos. Why? Gzeir, it's a decree. Someone might take the Megillah in his hand. He's going to go to someone who is well versed in how to read it. And by mistake, he's going to be carrying 4 amos in the public domain, violating the Melacha Bitzah on Shabbos. Because Shakochay Mekriyasa Eben is obligated to read the Megillah. But not everyone is well versed in how to read it. Therefore, if the day of Purim, let's say the 14th of Adar, falls out to be its reading on Shabbos, we go and we read from the Megillah before Shabbos. And then they ask and they lecture about the halachas of Purim on that Shabbos, to remember that it's Purim, but the actual reading of the Megillah will be earlier. Halach Yadal, Ketzer, how so? So Yomar Ba'asar Shechalis B'Shabbos, if the 14th of Adar falls out to be on Shabbos, B'nei Ayaris, the people of the cities, which would normally do it on the 14th, but it can't get Shabbos, Makdimim V'Kodim Be'Erev Shabbos, they go and they read the Megillah on Friday. Or B'nei Kerachim, now the people from the walled cities, Kodim Ezman, they read it in their time, which is on the 15th, which is Be'Echad B'Shabbos, is going to be on Sunday. Now, Chol Yom Tezvalis B'Shabbos, if the 15th of Adar falls out to be on Shabbos, so B'nei Kerachim, Makdimim V'Kodim Be'Erev Shabbos, the people from the walled cities, they'll do it a day early on Erev Shabbos on Friday, Shoyema Ba'asa, which is the day of the 14th of Adar, and Ubnei Yoris, Kerim Babiyim. And the people from the unwalled cities will read it in their time, Shuzman, which is their designated time, which is on Friday. So, Beninza, Kol Kerim Ba'asa comes out in that year, everyone's going to be laying the Megillah on the same day, on the 14th of Adar.